The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yeah. Thankfully, we do. Yeah. Sure do. So the other day, we were talking about a big incident in Lindsay's life, and there was part of it that part of the details of the story that was left out. There was a part, and she didn't reveal that part until after we went to the commercial break already, about the girl wanting to fight her after she got the job with us the first time. And so Riggins seemed to really enjoy that part of the story. So we'll give you that in a little bit of what that part of the story is. And I think we should try to come up with a list, Riggins, of foods that Lindsay doesn't like.
Yeah, I was just curious.
Because she loves, I know you wanted to do like all the grandma food that she loves, like fruitcakes and beets and things like that.
Pickled beets.
Yeah, oh, I love those.
But I'm telling you, it's hard to find anything that she says, oh, gross, no, I won't eat that.
Yeah.
Like just a minute ago, even Rob looked and goes, you eat guacamole? And she's like, yeah, I love guacamole. Like, you can't ask her hardly anything or she goes gross. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. I can't even think of anything.
Yeah. So we'll get into both of those things. Yeah. Is this a vacation extra funny, Rob?
It is. It's the first one of them.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. So, vacation, extra funny that we recorded before we went on vacation. So, you could also call this phone in funny because we're just phoning it in, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Ring, ring.
No, just kidding. We work hard for you and you can tell. Hmm. So we'll get into all that next.
More extra funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right. So last week, Lindsay we were talking about this story when she got the job working for our show for the first time. Was it 8 years ago, no, it would have been longer than that because you worked for the show 4 years and then it was 8 years before you started working for us again.
I started in December of 2012.
Wow.
That's hard old to believe. So back in December of 2012 of our Lord, it came down between Lindsay and another girl. And so Lindsay ended up getting the job. So the other girl had dealings with Lindsay and didn't take kindly to the fact that Lindsay didn't tell her that she was the one that got the job. And so it was just like a big kind of thing.
It was a brouhaha.
Yeah. So she's filling Rob and Riggins in on this story, which I knew it, obviously, because I was there. But she left out one detail until we were already off the air. And what was that detail?
About
the shirt.
Oh, the shirt. Okay. So I was wearing a shirt remember when sorry, not sorry was a thing? I guess I used to say that a lot. So my friend made me a shirt that said that. It's like a little tank top while I was wearing it. And it was the day after I had gotten the job. Well, she thought I was wearing the shirt to give her...
Yeah, just to stick it in her face.
Stick it in her face, yeah. So she said, I know you're wearing that shirt to try to tell me something. And I looked down, I said, what shirt am I wearing? I didn't wear this to tell you so what you're talking about. I don't dress for you.
Yeah. So you can see how maybe she thought that, Riggins.
Was it the same day that I guess I can see the coincidence.
I think it was the next day, maybe.
Yeah.
When did the first confrontation happen? Was it the day that you got the job and she was told that she didn't get it?
It was the day after.
Okay. So then, yeah, she shows up the very next time they see each other. Yeah. Lindsay's wearing a shirt that says, sorry, not sorry. Yeah,
looking back, it was a poor choice of clothing, but I actually didn't think about it like that. Yeah. You know, I didn't even know what I had on.
And her reaction is exactly what the norm, like, shut your stupid ass up. Yeah. Like, you think I'm dressing to get back at you somehow?
But exactly. It's not surprising that the world revolves around, you know, in her mind. So.
Oh, God.
But listen, I don't want to start any drama.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it was a decade ago.
I mean, it was, I don't even think about it anymore.
Sure.
Clearly, I don't. No, I'm just kidding. But it was just, it was crazy. It was a crazy time because that's the first time I've had a real confrontation like that. I mean, that was the first time. The only time.
And how old were you? 24, 25?
Let's see. So I'm 40 and that was how long ago? Well, 13 years ago.
Yeah.
Not good at math.
Right. So it was when you, the year you retired from NBA dancing.
I was actually, was I 30? Hang on.
Well, maybe.
Retired in 13. I don't know.
Yeah,
it was 12 years ago.
Yeah. So you 28? 27, 28?
Yeah.
Just a child, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was, if you know me, you know that's, I would never.
Yeah, it's just.
It's just so out of my character. I would never try to, if anything, I felt terrible about the whole situation. I mean.
And I don't remember. Did you even know that she was the other person that we were considering?
I don't think I did because I remember maybe hearing last minute rumblings. Like it wasn't, you definitely didn't tell me, TJ. I mean, I wouldn't have known from any other, I don't know. The whole thing was wild, but.
Because I think it would have been kind of unprofessional on my part to be saying, well, you know who you're up against here, like for either one of them.
Right.
You know? And she said that too. It's like she didn't even know that you were the one, other one auditioning for the job.
Right.
Did you guys have any, did the two of you have any relationship before this all happened?
The only thing that tied us was a certain job. We were not friends.
You weren't just like personal friends.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Rob's mic just broke in front of our faces.
Got a disaster going on over there.
It just completely fell apart. Yeah. It didn't even just slip off the thing. It just fell apart. It just
crumbled.
How much are those things?
That's like Rob the other day goes, all right, you may want to hang on a second before we start recording because I just hit print and the printer is going to be a little loud in the other room. I said, okay. So he finishes printing, comes back in. I start recording. We're recording the stuff. And that's when he decides to, I think, rebuild the drawers in his desk.
Yeah, it was loud over there.
So it's like, that's way louder than the printer in the other room.
Yeah.
You slamming things in the drawer.
And my favorite thing is you had started recording and he walked behind you with a hand of Oreos like in the screen. Yeah. Like you should have just never said it. Just do your stuff. Like
I said, what? I'm opening oysters. What, you got a problem?
But he was worried about the printer sounding too loud and being too loud in the other room. But then he comes in here and
it's working,
whomping things with a hammer.
He's a construction worker.
Hmm.
Don't mind me.
So to this day, though, y'all are not chummy with each other, to say the least.
Hmm. Never were, never will be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, not now. This whole thing started as a lead in to maybe mending fences, but not after that response we got from you. So
no.
I think that's off the table.
I mean, we're 40. Mm-hmm. Let's let bygones be bygones.
Yeah.
You know.
Are you looking to make new friends at all when you're 40?
I do make a lot of new friends now, more than I ever have, just because of the kids.
Yeah.
Making friends with their moms and, so, yeah, I have to be open to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have to be open. Yeah.
Don't really have a choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if we can say what I'm about to say. If not, just we'll cut it out. But she also got mad at me for seeing that person's social media on my screen.
Yeah, because I'm sitting here and I look over and it's like a life-size version of her.
It just popped up.
What's happening, Rob?
I literally just went to the website and it was there.
Yeah. Well, listen, you follow who you follow.
Yeah.
But I'm not following you anymore, Rob.
True. I don't blame you. I
wouldn't follow. Y'all unfollow him.
Rude. Yeah.
If you're not a fast food place, he doesn't give a damn about you following him anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't have any coupons coming in.
Yeah, unless you can give him some Taco Bell 2-for-1 or something.
Yeah. Yeah, who follows Little Caesars on Instagram? It's
like, do it. How else am I going to get their free coupons? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so did y'all think of an old person food to ask Lindsay? Fruitcake, yes. Beets, pickled beets, she eats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Caramels.
Yeah.
You like a caramel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
when like I had better teeth, I really liked them. Just kidding.
Does eating old people food make your teeth fall out faster because they think you're old?
Yeah.
She did mention the other day, she's like, I like that butterscotch haystack. Butterscotch.
I love a butterscotch haystack. I love anything butterscotch.
Yeah. Yeah, I like butterscotch pie.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or butterscotch dipped ice cream cone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a big fan of the butterscotch. Mm-hmm. Do you know you can take a can of sweetened condensed milk, mm-hmm. cut the top off of it. Maybe not even have to cut the top off of it, but you can put it in an Instapot, mm-hmm. and put it on some setting. I've seen them do this. Or you can just put it in a pot of water and boil it for a while, and it turns into caramel.
What?
Turns into butterscotch. I mean,
that is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Your mouth is watering as you're talking about it. I can hear it.
Because you imagine you get that, and you let it, you know, you stay a little bit warm, and then put it over vanilla ice cream.
I didn't realize that converted to that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to try it.
I saw my boy Boudreaux do it on Boudreaux's backyard.
Mm. Boudreaux.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's from Louisiana, in case y'all didn't.
Oh, I thought Boudreaux. He's from New York.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.